Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Kasman with another episode of Finding the Beautiful You. Today I'm going to be reading from Luke chapter 8, starting with verse 4. I'm sure you've all heard this before. It's a parable, a story that Jesus told and explaining how a Christian could be living. Verse 4. A farmer went out to sow his seed. Some of it fell on the road. It was trampled down and the birds ate it. Other seed fell in the gravel. It sprouted but withered it because it didn't have good roots. Other seed fell in the woods and the weeds grew with it and strangled it. Other seed fell in rich earth and produced a bumper crop. Are you listening to this? Really listening? His disciples asked, "Why did you tell this story?" He said, "You've been given insight into God's kingdom. You know how it works. There are others who need the stories, but even with stories, some of them aren't going to get it. Their eyes are open, but don't see a thing. Their ears are open, but don't hear a thing." This story is about some of those people who the seed is the word of God. The seed on the road are those who hear the word, but no sooner do they hear it, and then the devil snatches it from them so that they don't hear, they don't believe, and be saved. And the seeds of the gravel are those who hear with enthusiasm, but the enthusiasm doesn't go very deep. It's only another fad, and the moment there's trouble, it's gone. And the seed that fell on the weeds, well, these are the ones who hear, but when the seed is crowded out and nothing comes of it, as they go about their lives worrying about tomorrow, making money and having fun. But the seed of the good earth are those of the good hearts who seize the word and help on, no matter what, sticking with it until there's a harvest. I absolutely love this parable. How many of you are the seed? Imagine planting the seeds in the crops and nothing comes up. You think, well, you know what? I'm going to get lots of crops from it. And then all of a sudden it doesn't, because the birds ate it or the squirrels ate it or other animals ate it, chipmunks or whatever it is, they ate it. And just like your life, you hear it. And as soon as one little thing, you don't really understand what it's saying. So, and as soon as one little thing is gone, it's gone. Our lives become so richly entangled with the world. The next one is, the other seed fell in the gravel and it sprouted, but withered because it didn't have good roots. Other seed fell in the woods, and the weeds grew with it and strangled it. So that one, can you imagine, you give your life to Jesus and you get all excited, and you're moving forward, and everything is going so well, and all of a sudden one little thing comes crashing down, and you walk away from God. Everything that you've just heard or listened to or believed, it's gone because you feel like you've been trampled on. You feel like you've been strangled and that God doesn't care anymore. And you just don't want to move on with God because you just need to let go of everything because you just feel like you're being punished. But then the last one, the other seed fell in rich earth and produced a bumper crop. You gave your life to Jesus. And you're living your life to the fullest. And you can have things go wrong, but you're still hanging on and you're still believing and you still know that God is in control. You know that no matter what happens, that He's going to always be there for you. You're never going to walk away. You're not going to let go. And you're just going to keep holding on to that hope and that belief that He's given to you. These verses are so powerful because it talks about how you are compared to the seeds that are planted into the ground. Your life could be that little seed. You could be the little seed that gets planted and you could grow big and strong, or you could be that little seed that gets trampled on and you walk away and you no longer want God because you don't feel like He loves you and that He doesn't care about you because something has happened in your life. Which way are you going to go today? Jesus, we just ask you right now to just look, allow us to look into our hearts and our minds and see where we're at. Are we that seed that just gets eaten up by the birds? Are we the seed that gets trampled on and entangled and we walk away from you, God? Or are we the seed that gets planted and grows and grows and grows? And it feels so good to know that you are in control of our lives and that we can give everything to you, Lord. I just thank you for allowing me to be able to give all my hurts and pains and my heartaches to you, and that nothing can take that love away that you have for me. And I just thank you for that. I just thank you for what you've done in my life and what you're going to do and where you're going to bring me. And God, I just ask you to just touch each person listening to this. Allow them to know that you have their best interest and that you want to carry their burdens for them and that they can trust you no matter what happens in their life. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Again, this is Dr. Lisa Kassman with another episode of Finding the Beautiful You. You can check out more information on my life coaching and how to let go of those hurts and pains and move forward with your life on findingthebeautifulyou.com. Thank you for listening.